Simon Samachov Sefal. Bein HaProkim, between the different brachas of Kriya Shema, or between the different parshiyos of Kriya Shema, Shoel B'Sholem Odom Nechbad, Tzaradin, a person is allowed to greet, say Shalom Aleichem to a chosh of a person, Umeshav Shalom Lechal Odom, and somebody greeted him, he is allowed to answer him. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this business of Shoel B'Sholem is somebody that you're not familiar with, and there's a concern that if you don't say Shalom to him, he's going to be angry at you because he's expecting you to do it. But he says, L'maisa, today the minig is that people don't say Shalom to one another in the shul, and therefore, in the Pesukah Dezimra, one should not give Shalom and not return Shalom. Emsa, if he's in the middle of one of the brachas or one of the parshas of Krishma, Shalom B'Shalom Yishu Yom Imenu, somebody he's in awe of, he's allowed to initiate the Shayla Shalom, or an Oviv or Rabbi, his father is Rebbe. This Rebbe that you have a chiyah of Yira is a Rebbe Muvak, which means a Rebbe which the majority of your Torah, the main Torah that you have, you learn from him. Such a type of person, you're allowed to initiate the Shayla Shalom. Oy Mishu Godl Mimen B'Chochma, or somebody who's wiser than him. Kosh Kein Melech, surely if a king passes by, or Anas, some strong armed person. All those people you had initiate the shalom. Meishu shalom l'adam nechbad. It's a chosh of a person gave you a shalom, then you let answer him. Feel the emsa posik. Even if you're middle of a posik, you let answer them or initiate in this situation. For the ones that you let initiate to, chutz mi posik shema Yisrael and bov sheng for imachus ulagam venshul agasik vem klal. Since that's the ikur kabbalah from al shemayim, when you sing the first posik of Shema Yisrael, bov sheng for imachus ulagam venshul. You're not allowed to take a break for anything. In loy mipnei shiyor shema yagena. Sachshash sakonis afoshes. One is allowed to stop under all circumstances. Kamavan nowadays also, it's generally assumed that the father and the rebbe are not interested in you initiating shalom aleichem to them in the middle of the tefillah, and therefore does not apply.